The two-strike pitch. There's a chopper foul down the third base side again. Count holding at two strikes on Elliott. I think sooner or later, baseball is going to discover that they're going to have to promote and build up, not run out of town. The two-strike pitch, swung on and fouled back. You can't keep running forever. You've got to build this great game up. There's no finer sport than baseball, and there are no finer fans than those in Washington. The American League club owners took the coward's way out, and now there's no baseball team for the time being, but maybe someday soon there will be. Two strikes on Elliott Maddox. The runners lead from first and second. The kick and the pitch. There's a fly ball hit to right field. Backing up on it, Rusty Torrey. Torrey's under it, makes the catch. Tagging up at second and advancing to third is Tom Ragland. The Senators have Paul Casanova at first, Tom Ragland at third, and one away. Here is Toby Harris. He beat out an infield single to short, and he fouled out to first baseman John Ellis. One out, runners on the corners. The kick and the pitch. Low and inside, ball one. One ball and no strikes on Toby Harrah. The Senators trail it 5-1. Sekich rocks and fires. A fastball hit up the middle. The shortstop, Frank Baker, steps in the bag, throws the first double play, and the inning is over. The Senators threaten, but they do not score. They come up with no runs on one hit, no errors, and one man left. And the score after five, New York 5 and the Senators 1.
The Eastern Union Singing Telegraph Company strikes again.
Barbara Coon. Barbara Coon, please. Good morning, Barbara. I'm a representative of the Eastern Union Singing Telegraph Company, and we have a singing telegram on this, your... it says here in the memo, your fourth wedding anniversary today.
Oh, no.
You're not laughing, are you, Barbara? This is a very serious bit of business.
We didn't come here to make sports.
That's right. We didn't come here to make to play games. All right, stand by. Happy anniversary, guys, to Barbara Coon of 4806 Fox Street. Come on, Barbara. All right, here we go. Happy anniversary. Should we stop now, Barbara, or should we go on?
Be aware, Eastern Union might be calling you next 6 to 10 a.m.
Horacio Pena on the mound in place of Dick Bosmanow. Pena making his 56th relief appearance of the year. He's won one and lost one. Hit 56 and two-thirds innings. Given up 26 runs, 23 earned. 46 hits. Walked 37 in catching. Struck out 37. Thrown a home run ball twice. Has an earned run average of 3.63 and two saves to his credit.
Thank you, Tony. Here's Frank Baker, the shortstop, who just initiated that double play to end the last of fifth inning. Takes a pitch in for a strike from the side armor from Matamoros, Mexico, Horacio Pena. One strike pitch coming. A curve is high and inside. It's one ball and one strike. 5-8 and 2 for New York, 1-4-0 for the Senators. The 1-1 pitch, curve is outside, ball two. Wonder how big a crowd Oakland would have had tonight. The Western Division champs had 700, their next to last game. They swelled that figure to 1,000 yesterday, but they're the champions of the West, and they're still in the American League. Pitcher swung on him as strike two. 2-2. Two balls and two strikes. On shortstop Frank Baker, Pena fires, fastball foul back to the screen. Count holding at 2-2. No, sir, when you look around, both in the American and National League, there are many cities less deserving of Major League Baseball than the nation's capital. The 2-2 pitch, swung on and missed, strike three. Horacio Pena strikes out the first Yankee he faces in the sixth inning. Mike Kekich, the batter. We'll get your station break as soon as Kekich bats. There's a ground ball, hit to first. Frank Howard backs up on it, bottles it, picks it up, flips to Pena in time for the out number two. And before Mercer stands in, let's pause for station identification. This is the Washington Senators Baseball Network.
WWDC, AM and FM, Washington. Where'd you get it? At Jack Amatucci Chevy City, where the action is on everything from Vegas to Vets. Jack Amatucci Chevrolet, there's no road in Georgia Avenue in Wheaton.
Here's Bobby Mercer. Fly to center, hit a two-run homer, and then grounded out. Frank Howard to Dick Bosman, the starting pitcher covering the bag. Curve is way outside, ball one. Mercer bluffed the bunt that time, and had Davey Nelson charging in from third. Nelson at third, Toby Harrod short, Tom Ragland at second, Frank Howard at first. The 1-0 on the way is a fastball on the outside, ball two. Two balls and no strikes. Two outs, nobody on. We're in the top of the sixth inning. New York leading by 4-5-1. The 2-0 in there, high, ball three. Three balls and no strikes. The 3-0 pitch, swung on and fouled back, and the count 3-1. Three balls and one strike on Bobby Mercer. Tony?
Lindblad pulling for the Senators now, Ron.
The 3-1 pitch is outside, ball four. That's the first walk issued by Horacio Pena and brings in Horace Clark, who was grounded out second to first, his first two times up in the first and second innings. He did the same thing again in the fifth. So he's 0-3.
WTOP radio, please report the Kurt Hawkins in the press box. Any official or broadcaster of WTOP radio.
There are two outs with Bobby Mercer at first base. Kicking a pitch from Pena. There's a high fly ball to left field. Drifting over on it is Jeff Burrows. He's under it. He makes the catch. And that retires the Yankees in the sixth inning. No runs, no hits. One walk and one left. And after 5.5, the Yankees 5 and the Senators 1.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. To know what's happening behind the scenes in our city, across the nation, and the world, listen to What's the Buzz, Sundays from 9 p.m. to midnight on WWDC.
What kind of a mental attitude did you have when you were in the combat storm? Did it make it, it obviously made it easier to take, but can you function that way?
Yes, you can function, but you do things ordinarily you wouldn't do. Like there might be a machine gun out there or something. If you're high enough, you'd go out there and try and get it. might be killed.
I'm Larry Matthews. Join Peter Gamble and me each Sunday evening on What's the Buzz? You should know what's happening in your world.
Well, for the third time tonight, Frank Howard is getting a standing ovation from the crowd here at RFK Stadium. They're seeing the big guy wearing a Senator uniform for the last time. Confetti is lining the field as fans are tearing up scorecards and paper and tossing it out. And Hondo takes the first pitch from Kekich, high and inside, ball one. Howard has 25 home runs this year. He has 82 runs batted in. The 1-0 coming, high, ball two. Tonight, Hondo has walked and popped to short. Two balls and no strikes on the big guy. Swings and fouls it back. It's 2-1. Senators trail 5-1. But they have time to catch the Yankees. There's a long drive to left field. This one is going, going. It is gone. Frank Howard has just hit home run number 26. And again, he gets a standing ovation. And the cheer for Hondo, who waved his batting helmet to the fans. I just wish the owners of the American League could see this. The ones who voted 10-2 to move this club out of Washington. Comes out again. Hondo threw his helmet into the stands, a souvenir of the big guy's finest hour in Washington. For Howard to come out again. And here he comes again. Three curtain calls in a lifetime, let alone one night. A tremendous display of the enthusiasm of Washington fans for Frank Howard. And it is shared, believe me. Hondo loves Washington as much as the fans love him. It's 5-2. Kekich fires to Rich Billings, high, ball one. Ball pitch is high, ball two, 2-0. Two balls and no strikes on Rich Billings. A tremendous display by the fans after Hondo unloaded his 26th home run. Off the wall, above the fence in left field. The 2-0 coming. There's a line drive in the right center field for baseball. And Billings keeps things going here in the sixth inning. Jeff Burrows taking a pitch low and inside, ball one. Jeff in this ballgame has popped to short and flied to left. There's a right-hander warming up in the Yankee bullpen. The crowd starts to rhythmic applause. The pitch is inside, ball two. And Kekich is laboring in the sixth inning. The Senators now trail by 3 runs. And maybe the Hondo homer has ignited the spark. The 2-0 to Burrows is high, ball three, 3-0. The pitch is in for the strike at 3-1. At first base is Rich Billings. Frank Howard just circled the base pass a few minutes ago, and the game was held up at least 5 minutes by a standing ovation. There's a ground ball to left field, another base hit. Billings stops at second, Burrows at first, and there are runners at first and second with nobody out in the sixth inning. I believe there's going to be a pitching change right here. The Yankees are going to make a change and remove Mike Kekich from the ballgame. We'll just have to wait and see who comes in. This afternoon, the American League, the White Sox beat the Brewers 2-1. California beat Minnesota 3-2. Tonight, after 4, the Pirates lead the Phillies 4-3. And after 1, no score between the Reds and the Braves. Jack Aker will be on the scene, and here's Tony with a look at his record.
Big Jack Aker is making his 54th appearance of the year. He's 1-4, lost to John LaFleur, and he has a total of 4 saves to his credit. He's given up 17 runs, 15 of which have been earned, total of 44 hits, walked 25, struck out 23, thrown the home run ball 3 times, and he has an earned run average of 2.55. The right-hander Jack Aker on the mound, facing Mike Kekich. And the Senators with runners at first and second, and the score 5-2, has a tying run at home plate in the person of Dave Nelson, if he can come through with a big base hit. I'd like to remind you that following the game tonight in our scoreboard show, Vice President and General Manager Bill Sanders will be appearing on the Fred Fisk Empathy Show. WWDC, AM and FM. And Bill is going to try and explain, I know he will explain, not just try, but Bill will explain the intricacies of setting up a baseball radio network and what the contracts involve when you decide to do Major League Baseball. What it entails from your sales department, time, energy, etc. Because we feel that really radio sort of, and television too, sort of taking a bum rap in a good many ways in the paper. So we'd like to enlighten the people of Washington as to what it really takes. So Bill Sanders will be a guest on the Fred Fisk Empathy Show.
Aker delivers to Davey Nelson, grounded foul on the third base side, strike one. One strike on Dave Nelson. There's a punt down the third base side, picked up by Aker. Go to first, not in time. The ball gets away from John Ellis, and Rick Billings scores the third run. Advancing to third is Jeff Burrows. It's a 5-3 ball game. We'll check the scoring. It's a hit for Dave Nelson. And Aker's throwing error allows Rick Billings to score run number three. Is Del Unser, and the pitch is outside, ball one. One ball and no strikes on Del. Jeff Burrows at third, Davey Nelson at first, still nobody out, and the tying runs are on for the Senators here in the sixth inning. The 1-0 coming in for the strike, it's 1-1. The crowd worked up to a fever pitch. They were ignited by Frank Howard's tremendous home run to left field. A vicious line drive that caromed off the wall. The 1-1 coming. Outside, ball two, 2-1. Dell is reached on an error by shortstop Frank Baker and flied out to right fielder Rusty Torrey. The hits are all even now at 8 apiece. And it's a 5-3 ball game. The 2-1 coming. A chopper foul behind the plate. It's 2-2 to Dell. Jack Aker is a sinker ball pitcher. He has excellent control. Tries to keep the ball low on all the batters. Two balls and two strikes. Jeff Burrows at third. Davey Nelson at first. The throw to first, Davey back in time. John Ellis takes the throw. The 2-2 pitch. There's a chopper to the mound. Aker goes to first base, and Jeff Burrows crosses the plate with another run. And now it's 5-4. The RBI for Del Unser, number 40.
Those three runs are all charged to Kekker.
So the Senators have moved within one run of the New York Yankees. Jack Aker working slowly to the belt. Dixon fires. A curve is in for the strike. Tom Ragland, the batter. Rags has reached on an error by shortstop Frank Baker, and he has singled to center field. Three runs across in the sixth inning. It's a 5-4 ball game. Aker delivers. A curve is outside. It's one ball and one strike. The tying run is at second. Dave Nelson possesses good speed. The 1-1 coming. A curve is swung on this, and it's 1-2. One ball and two strikes on Tom Ragland. The pitch from Aker. Swung on and fouled back, landing on the netting just below the broadcast booth. Down holding at 1-2. ball and two strikes. On Tom Ragland, Nelson leading second, one out. The pitch, pass ball is inside, 2-2. There's paper all over the outfield. Some of it has blown out on the infield. The fans seeing their last major league game, hopefully for not too long. The 2-2 pitch. There's a ground ball fouled on the third base side. Count holding at two balls and two strikes. Some of you listening to the broadcast tonight may want to get an official picture of the 1971 Washington Senators. We'll tell you how you can do that when time permits. The 2-2 on the way. Swung on and chopped out in front of the plate. And it goes foul. As it goes about 5 feet down the line, it curves foul. And Tom Ragland retreats to the batter's box to account two balls and two strikes. And Davey Nelson, off and running from second, goes back to second. It's 5-4. We're in the last of the sixth inning. And New York is leading. The Senators are threatening to tie it up. The 2-2 pitch. Strike three called. He got him on a curve ball on the inside corner. And Don Mincher will pinch it. For Horacio Pena. And Don will be given an intentional walk. Pitch is outside. Ball one. We have Dave Nelson at second, two outs. Don Mincher being given an intentional walk as he pinch hits for Horacio Pena. Pitches outside, ball three, 3-0. Outside, ball four. Now, we told you a moment ago how you can get a photograph the 1971 Washington Senators. You can send a dollar to Don Wingfield, W-I-N-G-F-I-E-L-D, 3601 Danny's Lane, 3601 Danny's Lane, Alexandria, Virginia, and the zip code is 22311. The zip code 22311. Here's Elliot Maddox with runners at first and second and two out. The pitch from Akers, swung on a miss, strike one. Elliot is 0-for-3, grounded out short to first, flied to center and flied to right. The one strike pitch is outside, one ball and one strike. Two away, two on. 5-4 the score. We're in the bottom of the sixth inning. The 1-1 on the way. Swung on and missed. 1-2. Elliot Maddox awaiting the 1-2 pitch from Jack Akers, the runner's lead. Fastball is inside. It's 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, two on. 5-4 the score. We're in the last of sixth inning. New York leading by a run. The tying run is at second, and the go-ahead run is at first, and the person of Don Mincher. The 2-2 coming. There's a line drive to the left field line. It's coming, coming. It's a fair ball. It's going to score. Dave Nelson with the tying run. Don Mincher trying to score. He slides. He's out at the plate. But it's a brand new ball game. As Dave Nelson scored the tying run at 5-5, Mincher toppled catcher Thurman Munson over, but Thurman held on to the balls. He put the tag on Don for the final out. But the Senators in the sixth come up with four runs on five hits. There was one Yankee error and one man left. And after six, it's the Senators 5 and New York 5.
You are leaning against the barber pole. What's your scene, clown?
Well, I'm just hanging around here for today to sell you on a pot primer. Now, this isn't your ordinary pot primer, like the kind you prime a pot with, or for you folks with small children, like a potty primer. Nothing like that. This is a pot primer for parents, and it's a little booklet written in simple language so that the average adult will understand it. It tells all about pot or marijuana. If you have kids who are at that age where they might get involved with pot, you ought to get this booklet, A Pot Primer for Parents, for a couple of reasons. First, it's free. Second, it might mean the difference between your kid turning down pot rather than getting turned on with pot. For your free copy, write the National Institute of Mental Health, Box 1080, Washington, D.C., and tell them Jonathan Winters sent you.
Left-hander Paul Lindblad, John Amon, for the Senators. Lindy making his 51st appearance. He's 1-7. He's dropped four. Has an earned run average of 2.85. And he tops the Senators in saves of a total of 8. And you'll be facing Rusty Torres.
Rusty Torres has been trouble again tonight. A home run, a single, and a foul out in 3 trips. He swings and misses on Lindy's first pitch.
Any local radio station, except WWDC,
the pitch is a strike 2 call. 2 strikes on Rusty Torres. Five to five the score. We're in the seventh inning. Kicking a pitch from Lindblad. A fastball's outside, 1-2. Torres came into tonight's game with a .364 batting average. 1-2 pitch. There's a well-hit ball to left center field. Long, long run for Elliott Maddox going back, back, back. He makes a catch to the warning track. A fine catch by Elliott Maddox on a long shot by Rusty Torres to left center. One out in the seventh inning. And the batter is Roy White, the left fielder. Roy has doubled the left, walked, and socked his 19th home run of the season. He scored 2 of the 5 Yankee runs. And he's driven in 1. Pitch is outside, ball 1. Lindblad rocks and fires a fastball, chopped behind the plate, 1-1. 5 runs, 9 hits, and no errors for the Senators. 5 runs, 8 hits, and 3 errors for New York. The Yankees at one time led 5-1, but the Senators bounced back with 4 in the sixth inning. The 1-1 pitch is high and outside, ball 2, 2-1. John Ellis is on deck. The 2-1 on the way. Curve dips in for the strike, 2-2. Caught the outside corner of the plate. One out, nobody on. We're in a Yankee seventh and a 5-5 deadlock. The 2-2 coming. Strike three called. Roy White caught looking, blocked at Jim Odom as he goes back to the Yankee dugout. That is strikeout number 5 for Senators pitching, the first for Lindy. And there's John Ellis. An RBI single to left. He was hit for the pitch, and he singled to left again. First pitch is outside, ball one. What a delight to have the sports historian Ira Smith in the broadcast booth tonight. Ira has authored 5 books on baseball. The pitch is in for the strike, 1-1. He saw his first Senators game back in 1920, and he remembers very well the World Series victory over the New York Giants in 1924. The 1-1 pitch, outside, ball two. Ira saw the last game ever played in Griffith Stadium. And Ira, we hope you'll see the next Major League game played in Washington. And we hope it's not too long away. The 2-1 pitch, a strike on the outside corner, and a count on Ellis is 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two out. Small Lindblad getting the sign from Rich Billings. The 2-2 coming. Swung on and fouled back. And the count remains 2-2. Lindy, the third pitcher used by Ted Williams tonight. The field is littered with debris. Fans have torn papers and scorecards. The biggest demonstration occurred when Frank Howard walloped home run number 26. The 2-2 is high and outside, ball three, 3-2. Two outs to nobody on. John Ellis batting for the Yankees with a full count here in the seventh inning. 5-5 the score. Lindblad wheels and deals. There's a chopper down the first base side. Tough play that stays fair. Goes foul. It's grabbed by Frank Howard halfway down the line. The game was held up at least 5 minutes as Frank Howard came out for curtain call after curtain call. A very popular member of the Washington Senators. And the fans showed their appreciative. He's had a perfect night so far, with his 2-for-2 being hit once by a pitch. Came into the game with a .239 batting average. 3 homers and 32 runs knocked in. The payoff pitch again coming. There's a fly ball, hit to center field. Going back on it, Elliott Maddox, still going back. In straightaway center field, he makes the catch just in front of the warning track, about 400 feet away, as John Ellis gave it a pretty good ride. But the Yankees in the seventh inning go down in order, and after 6.5, it's the Senators 5 and New York 5.
A child's life is very precious. Thousands of children in Maryland, Virginia, and the District of Columbia have life-threatening kidney disease. Beth Lehman will enter first grade in the fall. She was almost 2 when she became desperately ill with a serious kidney ailment. Terry Harvey is 7. When she was 4, Terry had a diseased kidney removed at Georgetown University Hospital. Margaret Rothman and her parents live in Fairfax. Margaret was 16 when she received a kidney transplant from her mother. She's 18 now and making plans for college. 3 children with kidney disease. All have been helped. But what does the future hold for the many other little ones in our community who are stricken with kidney disease? You can protect your children by calling the Kidney Foundation for further information. The number is 333-3556. A child's life is very precious.
We go to the last of seventh inning. And the fans have stood for the seventh inning stretch. The official attendance has not been announced tonight, but it's a large and it's an enthusiastic crowd. Bidding farewell to Major League Baseball in the nation's capital, hopefully only for the time being. Toby Hara has singled a short, fouled out to first, and grounded into a short to first double play. Aker throws outside, ball one. Someone is being paid to the stadium. The pitch is swung on and missed. It's one ball and one strike. Jack Aker getting the sign. Right-hander fires. There's a ground foul over toward the Yankee dugout. Count one ball and two strikes on Toby. On deck, Frank Howard. And you can sense the crowd waiting to react again to the big guy. Toby hits one into short left field. Coming in on the ball is Roy White. He's under it, makes the catch. And before Hondo stands in, let's pause for station identification. This is the Washington Senators Baseball Network.
WWDC, AM and FM, Washington. Where'd you get it? At Jack Amatucci Chevy City, where the action is on everything from Vegas to Vets. Jack Amatucci Chevrolet, there is no road in Georgia Avenue in Wheaton.
If you can't hear our voice, it's because the din is tremendous for Hondo. A curve is in for the strike. Hondo crashed his 26th home run. Off the left field wall, his last time up, grounds one foul on the first base side, grabbed by Nellie Fox. And the count is two strikes. I'd like to take this opportunity to thank all the members of Washington Senators for their tremendous cooperation over the last 3 years. The two-strike pitch to Howard. There's a chopper down the third base side, foul. Count holding at two strikes.